Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Выбить противника.
Russian President Putin, through an interpreter, claiming Ukraine's incursion into the Kursk region is an attempt to stop Moscow's offensive in Ukraine's Donbass. He says 12 Russian civilians have been killed, more than 120 injured. Russian officials urging more evacuations. The BBC's James Waterhouse.
Alongside the announced mass evacuations, Russian officials on the border have also declared a missile warning. The Kremlin has promised a tough response, but Kyiv has framed the operation as a reply of its own, with it claiming Russia has already launched more than 2,000 airstrikes from Kursk this year.
State media is quoting claims by Kursk governor Ukrainian forces have been using chemical weapons. With tensions high between Israel and Iran, ceasefire talks are taking on new urgency. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The talks could take place in Cairo or Doha, and they come after the assassination of Ismail Haniyeh, the Hamas political leader who had been overseeing the negotiations. Even with mounting international pressure, there are obstacles. Hamas favors an earlier deal that President Biden outlined. Israel says it wants new talks on the proposal.
Former President Donald Trump is accusing Kamala Harris of stealing one of his proposals during an appearance in Las Vegas. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
Trump often talks about how he had gotten his idea from talking to his service worker at one of the hotels there when he was at a fundraiser. She said that they were being crushed by taxes, and so later that day he had a rally and he said no tax on tips would be his goal.
Elon Musk interviews Mr. Trump tonight. Jury selection begins today in the murder trial of a former Nevada politician who allegedly stabbed a reporter to death, defense attorney Robert Draskovich.
He anticipates on telling his story. I don't anticipate his position changing.
Jeff Gehrman had written articles critical of Robert Tellis. South Carolina's Edisto River has crested at its highest level in almost 80 years, triggering new flooding in the wake of Tropical Storm Debbie. And there's more potential trouble on the horizon. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
This mass of clouds will turn into Tropical Storm Ernesto as it moves through the islands, bringing the risks of flash flooding and mudslides to the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico.
And Illinois school workers gotten her comeuppance for stealing 11,000 cases of chicken wings meant for students during the height of the pandemic. Vera Little's been sentenced to 9 years in prison for using her position as food services director to swipe $1.5 million worth of wings. Dow futures up 58. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Early this morning, smoke and flames were spotted coming from a house on Green Street near Romaine in Racine. No injuries were reported. In an unusual incident yesterday, a 52-year-old man in Racine was bitten by a groundhog and ended up holding the animal near State Street. Police were called to the scene, and a bystander eventually helped secure the groundhog in a suitcase. Kenosha County has retained its AAA bond rating from S&P Global Ratings. It's the fourth year straight for that rating. In Racine County financials, County Executive Thomas Roanhouse says the proposed 0.5% sales tax would have half of that revenue earmarked for property tax relief. Public hearings on the sales tax proposal are scheduled for next month. An accident involving a squad car on West 3 Mile Road required a flight for life response last night. The driver of the vehicle that struck the squad was in and out of consciousness, and two people were injured. And a reminder that you can cast your ballots tomorrow to narrow down candidates for the Assembly, State Senate, and other local races. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, visit myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series against the L.A. Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. Thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a five-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with a high near 80 degrees. Clear skies tonight, low 60s. Sunshine 79 for Tuesday. Tuesday night, mostly clear. Lows around 66. Mostly sunny, upper 70s for Wednesday. Mid 70s and stormy on your Thursday.
It's 67 right now.
Time I've been stopped by an officer. Not once did he say, stop!
In the name of love, Cindy Huber.
Nope, not one. Girl, do you know how fast you're going? Well, no, I don't. I'm Cindy on WRJ and local news, timeless hits, and Stevie Wonder.
In my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I is strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Have something I know won't desert me.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Doesn't seem to be anyone.
we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back right here on WRJN. Choo choo, love train, the OJs. I'm Cindy. I almost forgot my name for a second. It's Monday. Oh my God, it's Monday. And of course, I was having one of those Monday days. You know how Sunday night you're like, you know what? Everything's been going pretty good for a while. Oh, this is really, really nice. You know, now I thought hopefully a couple of months with no major disasters. This morning, dog is real ill, losing weight, peeing all over the house all of a sudden. The dog never, ever does that. Although we have a very smart German Shepherd, so she keeps it to where it's easy to clean, not on carpet or rugs. Like I said, we trained her right, but oh my goodness. And then, you know, you're taking care of that, and then it's like, oh my God, that's right. I'm a working DJ. I better get in the car and drive to work. It's kind of a ways. So then I'm driving, and of course, at every single red light. And worse than that, get the driver right in the front that doesn't understand what a green light is. Can you imagine that? There are people like that. And I know that to be true because I'm the fourth car back, usually from one of those people stopped at a red light. And I'm not allowed to honk the horn and scream it anymore. So basically, the only way that I can calm down is just to keep drinking my double caffeinated coffee. So that when I knock him off the road, it'll be a lot easier for me to get away. All right, so there we go. Elvis, Elvis Appreciation Week. Your chance to win Elvis CDs or vinyl scoured from the finest used and vintage record stores we can find. So that is coming up when you hear an Elvis clip of one of his iconic movies. And of course, you'll know who it is because, I mean, nobody else in the universe sounds like or did sound like Elvis. So that's coming up too, right here in WRJN.
You love brownies? Who doesn't? Well, O&H Danish Bakery is again featuring their new brownie Kringle, which was a huge hit. Rich and decadent, O&H's sensational Kringle pastry has a delicious filling of their famous brownies. It's made even better topped with vanilla bean icing and sweet chocolate curls. You will absolutely love it. Brownie Kringle, a new Kringle creation from O&H Danish Bakery. Get one today at the O&H Danish Bakery store near you in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Happy, I sure am.
I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye love, bye bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Song and a brilliant singer, Neil Diamond on WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits, and the last member of the Four Tops passed away a couple weeks ago. But the guys that are singing right now, I'm telling you right now, they still are tremendous. They were touring earlier this year with the Temptations. You spoke, we listen. Local News and Timeless Hits are back right here at WRJN Four Tops. Reach out, I'll be there. And of course, great tunes coming up from the beach. Well, there is not one bad tune. I'm sorry. Great tunes, and then there's that really bad one from the Beach Boys. No. They're all great tunes coming up. Beach Boys, Otis Redding, and a little interesting story about the group White Plains. Why did they name themselves White Plains? Well, they did because the name they had before was pretty messed up. So we now join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Do I sound like an announcer? Because I am.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's elections administrator is offering some last-minute guidance for voters ahead of tomorrow's primary. Megan Wolf is offering reminders for voters and taking questions from reporters. This is the first election in 2 years where Wisconsin voters can use absentee ballot drop boxes. One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shankland has the backing of party and union leaders.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who has been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out?
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Eric Wilson is also running in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're learning more about the proposed sales tax for Racine County. A statement from Racine County Executive Thomas Roanhouse says the plan is in response to economic challenges. The proposal calls for a 0.5% sales tax with a commitment to allocate 51% of the revenue to property tax relief. There are public hearings about the proposal scheduled for next month. A Racine County barn was destroyed Saturday with no reports of harm or injuries. It happened near Schneider Lane and Academy Road in Rochester. Officials are currently investigating the cause. An accident involving a squad car and another vehicle needed Flight for Life to get involved. It happened last night at around 6:30 on West 3 Mile Road. The first reports indicate the driver of the car that hit the squad was in and out of consciousness, but was breathing. Racine County Sheriff's deputies and Raymond Fire and Rescue teams were on the scene. There were a total of 2 people injured. And with Todd Onstad stepping down from the 65th Assembly District after a 12-year run, 2 other Democrats are stepping up. Ben DeSmit and Kyle Flood are vying for the nomination in a Kenosha district that now has about a 56% Democratic lean. Onstad has endorsed DeSmit, while Flood emphasizes a platform of transparency and reform. The primary will determine who advances to challenge Republican Brian Gonzalez in November's general election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with a high near 80 degrees. Clear skies tonight, low 60s. Sunshine 79 for Tuesday. Tuesday night, mostly clear. Lows around 66. Mostly sunny, upper 70s for Wednesday. Mid 70s and stormy on your Thursday.
Currently 69 degrees.
Knock on wood, all my silent fears.
telephone to ring. No more lonely days, my baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, he loves my baby, loves love, but she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves.
For 97 years, WRJ has provided local news and now timeless hits. White Plains. Why'd they change their name to White Plains? Because before that, they were the Flower Pot Men. They had no choice.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride took years nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. It's over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Never fight, you can't.
about that. I was dancing in the fluorescent light. King Harvest dancing in the moonlight right here on WRJN Local News. Timeless says, who's more timeless than Elvis Presley? Don't answer. I have Frank Sinatra. Okay, this is why I never like to ask questions when I'm on the air. Today, we are doing Elvis Appreciation Week. Actually, all week we're doing it. And one of the most delightful albums, Elvis Golden Records Volume 3. There are some mighty great hits on here. One of them is Good Luck Charm. His latest flame. We're talking about She's Not You. Also, Are You Lonesome Tonight, Little Sister? All tunes that went to gold status. And so we've got that album for you to win today. Yes, album, because we have scoured the finest record shops to get you this awesome, awesome album with hits that you can win today when you hear an iconic Elvis clip, an iconic Elvis movie clip. And I'll even tell you next hour what the clip is to listen for. But, you know, once you hear the clip, you just start calling First Caller. Vinyl Vault Records, by the way, I want to give a shout out to them. Vinyl Vault Records in Waukesha supplied are the best and the finest of used CDs. I'm so sorry. I want to say CDs so bad. I want to say 8-track, but I shouldn't, right? These are vinyl. Classic vinyl, really great condition for you to win today, right here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at PaceBig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around
People looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
This right here at WRJN. Mike Clemens with sports and our very own Stuart J. Waddles with local news coming up in a couple minutes.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing?
Baby.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Yeah.